Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager from Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, happy 2025. We are in January and it's very, very cold this month. And my guests today, they are from Fair Hill Therapeutic Riding Center. And I have Sally Wozlik here, Jacqueline Fritch, Shannon Fox. Got it all right. Thank you, ladies, for joining me this morning.
Thank you
for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, you know, I've known Sally for a little while. We got to meet each other more in person, but Fair Hill Therapeutic Riding Center, I just want to kind of give her a shout out. Each year you apply for our community grants through our Wayne Memorial Health Foundations, and you know, we continue to fund your programs because they are so beneficial to our community. So I'm just so excited to finally have you on a show today with Jacqueline and Shannon to talk about Fair Hill. So do you want to start by telling a little bit about yourself, right? How long you've been involved and what is Fair Hill Therapeutic Riding Center?
Okay. I am a retired school teacher. I used to teach special ed for 36 years prior to doing this, and I came across Fair Hill when I brought my classroom to go to their programs, and one thing led to another, and here I am. I'm now the president of Fair Hill Therapeutic Riding Center. So the mission of Fair Hill is to provide equine-assisted services to individuals with disabilities and those that have experienced early developmental trauma. And we aim to also educate the community about the benefits of equine-assisted services. As an organization, we really strive to be community-minded, to provide programs that meet the needs of the community, and our programs do also meet the needs of the individual participants that we serve as well. We have a proud history of not being able to turn anyone away for financial reasons. And we're striving to provide professional and qualified staff and follow the standards, the industry standards that are set by PATH International. We have 8 dedicated board members now, so our board is growing. And they have led us through many challenges since our closure due to COVID. And we're ready to move forward in, you know, developing unique programs.
I think it's truly amazing. And, you know, when you talk about board members, they are so important because they're volunteers.
Yes.
Right? But the input that they bring in, their knowledge and support, is invaluable to, you know, programs and organizations like yours. Can you tell our listeners where you're located?
So we have 2 locations. One is in Damascus, Pennsylvania at Winsome Equestrian Center. And the other one is at Maplewood Farms in Waymart, north of Waymart Corners. Like we began our program in Tyler Hill in 2007, and we operated from there until the farm was sold in 2020. And shortly after, we had to close due to the COVID pandemic. And so when we reopened from that, we reopened in our Damascus location. People were traveling 45 minutes to an hour to come to our program. So to make our location be able to increase our numbers of people who we could serve, Maplewood Farms graciously accepted us into their barn.
Wonderful.
So now we can operate from Waymart. And since we made that move, that expansion, we have increased the numbers of participants by 300%. We went from 5 to 22. It's 300% sound, but for us, being a smaller, more individualized, you know, community kind of organization, I just think that yeah, we went from 65 lessons to having 300 lessons with being able to expand our location.
I mean, that alone is amazing. You know, helping 5 individuals is great. Helping 22, like you said, is just so much better. And you're growing, which is really, really wonderful. Mm-hmm. What about the programs that you provide and, like, your clients?
We serve, I wrote down the number of disabilities that we served. We serve quite a few individuals with autism. We have some individuals with Down syndrome. There are some individuals that came with some rare kind of disability categories that were there. But we basically serve individuals with disabilities.
And we have two programs. One is our, well, we say therapeutic, we have programs in therapeutic horsemanship and learning. So the therapeutic horsemanship aspect, we do adaptive riding.
Mm-hmm.
So horseback riding has a variety of physical and social and emotional benefits. And it's in the mounted activities, it's the rhythmic movement of the horse that moves the body kind of similar to the human gait.
Wow.
So it's three-dimensional, mm-hmm. forward, backward, side to side, up and down. And so it helps to increase core strength and balance.
Hmm.
One of our individuals with MS feels that she falls more if she doesn't get her weekly lesson in, and,
wow.
and she doesn't need to use her cane when she's coming every week.
That's
for
amazing.
The lesson, for her balance, because
yeah.
you think about it, it's that right. motion in the gait and things like that.
Wow.
So it helps to develop muscle strength, balance, cognition, and sensory motor skills.
Mm-hmm.
So,
great.
And then other benefits, improved fitness, coordination, and posture. And horseback riding can also have that calming and relaxing
mm-hmm.
effect. We have one participant's parents who said it's like the only time where she could just really come and just feel that calmness.
Wow.
You know, this individual that has the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to say that we're unique, our program, in that when someone comes for even an adaptive riding lesson, we include before the lesson them getting to know the horse with the grooming
okay.
skills
mm-hmm.
so that they can get that connection
mm-hmm.
with the horse prior to getting on. It's not like you just come in, get on, ride, get off. And then there's a lot of, depending on the goals and objectives that the children need to meet, we can do a lot there. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
interaction with the volunteers. So there's social interaction
right.
and development.
Mm-hmm.
We had one boy who always looked down. He was on the spectrum, and he would always look down and never do that eye contact. But when he gets on the horse with Shannon, and she's saying to him, eyes up, because it's one of the things you need to do,
uh-huh.
you know, your eyes up and forward. So instead of somebody telling him over and over, look up, make a, you know, it's just automatic.
Right.
And it did transfer over into
his everyday life.
Which
is amazing.
So it's kind of like we always get these right. little side things that, oh, wow, that happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So then the other aspect is our equine-assisted learning, which we're starting to get more into. So we do have that horse-powered reading program that focuses on the learning process for the individual, and it builds upon the child's natural curiosity
mm-hmm.
for reading, so that they can become, if they're a reluctant reader, a more motivated
wow.
reader through
that's
that,
really
you know,
great.
In that judgment-free atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
you know,
so.
they're just free to
wow.
to be able to learn. And
yeah,
it's a multi-sensory approach to reading, and it's experiential learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Stable Moments program, which
right.
is under that category.
Yeah, so that's like, so you mentioned that's under the Equine Assisted Learning, the
mm-hmm.
Stable Moments program, and we have Jacqueline and Shannon here, who are both directors, right, for this program. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
So with the Stable Moments program, Shannon and I are working very closely. They do have a pilot program going on right now. We are looking to launch the program in March, and
the 10-month
program in March.
We've done the pilot program.
Yes.
That was the 6-month, and now we're going to go to
a 10-month program.
Wow.
So with Stable Moments, we are pairing children that are from foster care or adopted children, also children with disabilities and complex trauma. We're matching them one-on-one with a mentor for that 10-month program to help with life skills, healthy transitions into adulthood, building resiliency, and just, we also are doing a lot of like trauma-informed approaches
mm-hmm.
Along with the horsemanship, which is Shannon's domain. So Shannon, if you want to...
So people a lot of times say, why horses?
Mm-hmm.
Horses really kind of mimic our society as well. So horses are highly perceptive animals. They're capable of responding to subtle cues and human emotions, and they offer that non-judgmental reflection by mirroring human emotions and behavior without that typical judgment like a human might, allowing the clients or the children to gain insight into their own feelings and actions. And interacting with the horses can help our clients learn to manage and regulate their emotions in that safe environment, which a lot of these, getting fostered, taken out of your family home is a very traumatic experience.
Right.
So it helps them with regulating emotions and forming a bond and forming healthy relationships, which is the main basis of the Stable Moments program, is forming that healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm. So you were mentioning about the horses, and I think horses are amazing animals, right? Like they picture them on TV shows and stuff like that, and how, you have a person standing in front of that horse and how, like, just the horse won't say anything, not like it could, right? Talk, but the eyes and the feeling and the connection that these individuals make with horses, right? And working with them, like, can you just explain?
And horses are just big and powerful too.
Right.
And when you're working with a horse, you're like, this animal is allowing me to enter its area and work with it. And it shows us that we can face overwhelming things in our own lives as well. Mm-hmm. They all have different personalities, attitudes, and moods, just like people we have to deal with. And they can be playful or stubborn. And they're just a lot like people in that way. So it helps us to, associate with them.
Which is I just think truly, truly amazing. And again, I always say I love to do these shows because I learn so much more myself about the programs and what we have available in our area. And to have this in our area is truly amazing. So you mentioned too that you are both, you work for Fairhill Therapeutic Riding Center, but you also are looking for mentors, right? Mm-hmm. Because that kind of completes the program, right? So if someone's interested in becoming a mentor or even volunteering, how can they go about doing that?
So we do have a website. It's fairhill.farm. And we also have a phone number that you could call. It's 570-390-8695. If anybody was interested in volunteering or mentoring, there's a little bit of a difference between volunteering and mentoring. So volunteers, they're both very important, and they're both volunteer positions.
Right.
Volunteers, we take volunteers for grooming horses, general horse care. We take board members, like Sally was mentioning. And then we also, in our mentorship program, that's a bit of a more structured program where you sign up as a Stable Moments mentor, and you take it's about a 3-hour course. You can do it at your own pace. It's online. And then we also have a 3-hour on-site session, about 3 hours, that we do role-playing. We go through various scenarios that might happen with the children and the horses. We also teach the mentors, if they're not horse people. You don't have to be a horse person to be a mentor. We teach you how to work with the horses and with the children in those on-site sessions. And there's always a director at the sessions with you in case you run into something like, I don't know why this horse is doing this or whatever. You know, there's always a director on site to help the mentors out. But we can't run this program without volunteers or without mentors. So it's very important for us to get more mentors.
Exactly. So, if anyone's out there listening and you just have this need to get out there and volunteer or be a mentor, and again, like maybe you just are curious about horses, right? So this may give them the opportunity to do that.
And it's a real feel-good thing, too. You see what change you're making. Like, this child is looking forward to seeing you each week, seeing their horse each week, and it just makes you feel good to see the difference that you can make in a child's life.
Right. And even, Sally, you mentioned about that young boy who, now looks up when he's talking to individuals. And for anyone that may not understand, autism and kids who are on the spectrum, that is a big step forward for these children, which is awesome, right? And probably their parents are just so happy, and their guardians to see that change in their child. So is there like an age group, but or not really?
With the therapeutic riding, we start at 4, and I believe that's what Stable Moments is as well.
Okay.
And we have individuals that are 65, 66.
Right. Right, like so, you were talking about the individual with MS,
children and adults, and with the Stable Moments program, it goes to 18.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay, and again, you know, some of your programs there is a cost, but you always work with individuals that mm-hmm. come through the program, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what would be the website and the phone number again? We have like less than a minute.
The phone number is 570-390-8695, and the website is fairhill.farm.
Perfect. Ladies, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.